So the Mishnah has a din on that base on an Aleph that when you assess the value of metaltalim of Hegdish, you need a bezna 3. When you assess the value of karka that you want to be paid from Hegdish, you need a bezna of 10. The Gemara didn't understand. How do you figure this out? How come it's 3? Because in that parsha there are 3. So karka there are only 4. So how do you say by karka it's 10? Because you add up coin, 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 it says coin 10 times. So by metaltalim should add up 3 and 3 should be 6. Gemara said they don't know the teretz, akashim. But that's the thing, we don't know what the mocker is. We don't know how they derived it from the psukim. That's what it says in the Mishnah, that when you assess, when you make a shuma from a tatlam shal hegdush to be paid it, or to figure out whether you paid your debt to the hegdush, he committed himself, he pledged to give $1,000 to hegdush, and he's giving the tatlam, so the question is how much did it cover? Either pigyan hegdush or giving. Mali ayuli, mali apuke. If it's relevant to know how much you owe the hegdush. So the shuma of metaltalim is a bezna of shloisha, shuma of karka is a bezna of 10. Then it says, v'odim kayotze behem. The same thing. Why? Because avodim hukshu l'karkos. Avodim hukshu l'karkos. How do you know avodim hukshu l'karkos? Because the pasuk says, v'hisnachaltam osam lefnechem acharechem l'reshes achus asodam l'erla behem ta'avoidu. It says there's a difference between an Eved Ivri and an Eved Kenani. An Eved Ivri is Yotze B'Sheish and Yotze B'Yovel. An Eved Kenani is never Yotze B'Sheish or B'Yovel. He's Yotze B'Rosh Eivarim. If you knock out Shem V'Yayin, Rosh Eivarim is Yotze B'Chevis Eved Ivri. It's not Yotze B'Rosh Eivarim. But the Pasuk says Eved Ivri is Yotze B'Sheish or B'Yovel. And if you buy an Eved Kenani, V'Sachal Tamosim Lefnechem Acharech L'Resh Ezechusol L'Miyala Mehem Tavoidu, he doesn't go out B'Sheish, he doesn't go out B'Yovel, and he goes over B'Yerusha. Eved Ivri is not exactly going B'Yerusha. Let's say I bought a person sold himself as an Eved Ivri, or the Bezin, someone was Nimka B'Gnevosai, so the Bezin sold him either Machru Bezna, Machar Atzma, I bought an Eved Ivri, then I die. So the din is that the Eved Ivri doesn't go B'Yerusha. It's a din, Eved Ivri, Eved Esabein, then Eved Esabas. So if it would have been a normal din of B'Yerusha, so should the Bein should Yarshin, if there's no Bein, should go to the Bas. The din is not so. It's a din of kom tachtav. It's a special din. It's not a regular din of Yerusha. Eved Ivri doesn't belong to me that I should have the ability to sell him to someone else. You can't sell an Eved Ivri. Let's say I sell you all of my property, karka, metaltalim, everything. So the Mishnah says in Erchin, Eved Ivri is not included because you don't have a buy list to sell an Eved Ivri. So whatever you can sell, you really shouldn't be able to transmit Yerusha either. So Eved Ivri shouldn't go Yerusha at all. Eved Kenani goes B'Yerusha, V'Hisnachalta Mosim Lefnechem Achrechem L'Resh Asachus Asol V'Elem Elem Tavoidu. Eved Kenani, I possess Kishori V'Chamori. That's mamish, my possession. Goes B'Yerusha. Eved Ivri, the Gemara learns that from Sukkim and Kiddushin, the first parak. Eved Esabein, and Eved Esabas, a special din of Kom Tachtov. Like a din Yud Habein. If you buy an Amo Ivriya, Se'im Ashelo Yoda, it's a mitzvah. It says Nuchamash Shalo Yod with an Aleph, but it's a Kriya Ksiv. You read it as if it were written with a Vav. Lo Yod, it's a mitzvah on the Odin to be Miyayid. And if there's a major age gap in between, the little girl's only 10 years old and the Odin is 30 years old. So it does make sense he should marry such a young girl. The Torah says, Him Lebeno Yaden. There's a din of Yud HaBen. Yud HaBen is not a din of Yerusha. It's not a din of Yerusha. It's a din of Ben Kam Tachasaviv. Or there's a din of Habein Kam Tachasaviv Liyada with the Steachuza. The Gemara has a whole list of things. So this is also another din, Habein Kam Tachasaviv Le'Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri, Eved Es Habein, Ve'en Eved Es Habas. Om Evriya says, Ein Eved Es Le'Es Habein Ve'Le'Es Habas. Even not as Habein. There's one Tana in the Yerushalmi in the first parak in Kiddushin that Om Evriya, Eved Es Habas, Ve'en Eved Es Habein. Also a din of Kam Tachasaviv. It's a quirk of a din of Kom Tachtav. It's not a din of, not a regular din of Yerusha. So anyway, so that pasuk says, V'hisnachalta mosim lefnechem acharechem goes B'Yerusha. The word nachlo is usually reserved in Tanakh to karka. It doesn't say B'harashta mosim. It should say, it should go B'Yerusha. And Eved Kenani goes B'Yerusha. So instead of V'hisnachalta mosim lefnechem acharechem l'reshes achuzos, it says, it should say l'reshes. Say B'harashta mosim l'reshes. Achuzos oilam. Achuzos is on karka. In Nachla is on Karka. So that's what the Gemara says. Obviously, Avodim Hukshu L'Karkos. Eved Kenani is Dina K'Karka. So what do you say? Avodim Hukshu L'Karkos. What about B'nei Chorin? Are B'nei Chorin also Hukshu L'Karkos? Or is it only Avadim Hupshel HaKakos? So that's a machloikis. Those who remember Kiddushin, that's a machloikis. Rashi and Taisus in the first parak in Kiddushin. Machloikis, Rashi and Taisus. Taisus says only Avadim Hupshel HaKakos. Taisus has to admit Evidibri is also Hupshel HaKakos. Even though the Poshim Shat and the Pasuk is, it says Evidibri is Yotze B'Shesh and Yotze B'Yovel. Evik 90 is not. So if you want to have an Evid, it's going to remain forever. So buy yourself an Evik 90. It's Nachalta Mosam Larechem, Levnechem, Machrechem, Laresh, Azalchluz, Azalam, Yalam, Em Tavoid. It goes on in Evik 90. So one could have argued the point and said that it's only Evik 90. So this, the Gemara is Beferish, not so. The Gemara says that there's a din, Ein Mishnah and Shvuas, Ein Nishboy Malakarkoes. It's a din minatora, there's no shvu derais on karka. Midirabbana, there are shvuas on karka, but minatora, there's no shvu on karka. So it says also, avodim hukshul karkos. So there's no shvu derais on avodim either. So let's say there's a din Torah between me and you. I say, you sold yourself as an eved ivri, and I have another 3 years to go. You sold this for 6 years. You have to work for me another 3 years. You say, not true. You never sold yourself. Or the 6 years are up already. It's a din Torah. That's a... Let's say it's a motive and mixas. Let's say I say you sold yourself as an eved ivri, have another 3 years to go. You say no, you only have another month to go. So you might have a mixas. You admit to part of my taina. So the Gemara says, even though it's might have a mixas, there's no shvur there. I say because ainish by mal avodim, because avodim hukshul karkos. You see the feirish. You're talking about an eved ivri over there, not talking about an eved kanani. So eved ivri is also hukish lekarka, even though the pashup shat and the pasuk. Is he contrasting Eved Ivri to Eved Kenani? So Tosafot's opinion is only Avodim Hukshel HaKarkos, not Bnei Chorin. And Rashi says, once you say Avodim Hukshel HaKarkos, it goes on all Bnei Chorin are also Hukshel HaKarkos. In the Rambam, there's a stira. The Mishnah Lamelech considers it a stira in the Rambam. He raises an issue. Sometimes the Rambam sounds like he says that only Avodim, sometimes it sounds like he says Bnei Chorin also. So you gotta navigate in the Rambam. He talks about different halachas. So you have to figure out when does he say Avodim Hukshel HaKarkos is restricted only to Avodim, and when does it apply even to Bnei Chor. So here the Gemara has on Tezvav and Aleph, the Gemara discusses V'odim Kayetzabem, right smack in the middle of the Yomim. The Gemara quotes the caption from the Mishnah, V'odim Kayetzim, for Gemara, Odim Mikodosh. What do you mean? A person is Magdish his own body, and then he wants to be paid to himself in a Hegdish. He doesn't own his own body, that he should have the ability to be Magdish himself. You own your property, but you don't own your own body. That's what we mentioned yesterday. Shamalach vaguf shalach. The guf belongs to the guf does not belong to us. Amar Rabba Ba'ema Domai Alai. He pledges to give. If he says Erki Alai, he gives Domim Haksuvim Beparsha. Whatever it says Nuchumish Zoch and Ikeva, and depends on the age. He says Domai Alai. So the din is the Tanya. We have a brayso. Amar Domai Alai. Shamanos Ikeva and Anim Kebashuv. There's Domim and there's Erchin. So since Shomeros and Kevin and Nipon Ashuk, the Eved is Kishle Karkos. So this is the Shaila, Ke Eved Shomeros and Kevin and Nipon Ashuk, what kind of an Eved? Is it an Eved Ivri or is it an Eved Kenaini? So there's a Gemara in the beginning of Perak Achoyvel. Achoyvel Bachavera is Mishalom Chamisha Dvarim, Nezik Tzari Pishavis and Boshi. Let's say I cut off his arm. So how do you establish how much is Nezik? So the Gemara says you make a shuma, kama hoya shavim im kabashuk. Let's say I crash into your car and I made a damage. One of the guys told me I had an ASIC over here. Someone crashed, he left his car in the parking lot and someone crashed into it and they made a major dent in the fender. So he called up a body shop and he said to replace the fender costs $400. So the question is the other fellow mechuyif to pay him? The Jewish man crashed into one bach of a nishiva crashed into the other guy's fender in the parking lot. So they're all Jewish over here. So according to Din HaTorah, does he have to pay replacement value? Has to pay $400 to put a new fender there? So the halacha says no. You estimate the car was not a brand new car to begin with. It was a used car. So Shaman also kama hayoshav limkar before the damage kam hushav limkar after the damage. How much would this used car sell for? If they would sell it before the guy crashed into the fender, and how much would it sell for after? The differential is not going to be $400. If you want to replace the fender, that's going to cost you $400. But the difference in paying is going to be much less than $400. So the same is true by Choyvo Bechavero. Shomenos and Kevin Anim Kabashuk. Kama, how much would he sell for as an Eved before they cut off his arm? How much would he sell for now as an Eved after they cut off his arm? So the Shaila is, what kind of an Eved? An Eved Ivri or an Eved Knaini? So it's not explicit in the Gemara. Gemara just says, Chovel b'chaveiro, Mishalim chamish ezvarim nezik tzairi p'shev ezboishes. And the nezik is a differential, Kama hayoshav b'nimka, before the chavala, Kama hayoshav b'nimka, after the chavala, ki Eved ha'nimka. So Rashi writes Eved Ivri. Rashi in the first Mishnah Nachayva writes Eved Ivri. The Rosh explains why Rashi say Eved Ivri. So he says, Kama hayoshav b'nimka, a Jewish person can't sell himself as an Eved Knaini. So he's not shav b'nimka. If a person sells himself at an Eved Knaini, he sells himself li'olam void, not fishesh, not till yoyv. He sells li'olam void. So he'll get more if he sells himself. But a Jewish person just simply can't sell himself as an Eved Knaini. So that what motivated the Rashi to say, Shaman osa keved ivri hanim kabashu. And the same over here, Mustama Rashi would understand. That's how Rav Avvel Soloveitchik says, quoted in the beginning of the Shiur Man Erchen. The Mishnah says, if a person says, Erki alai, pay domi maktsuvim beparsha, depending on the age, depending on the gender. And if he says, domi alai, shomanosu kevin anika rashuv, Rav Avvel says, according to Rashi's logic, that a Jew can't sell himself as an Eved Knaini, it has to be shomanosu kevin ivi anika rashuv. The Rosh has a taina, but he's missing the arm for the rest of his life. What does it help that he can't sell himself as an Eved Knaini? But the Hepsid is not just going to be for 6 years. Perhaps it's going to be for the rest of his life. So the Rosh quotes in the name of the Bali Atosis, they hold that it means Shamanosa Kevet Knaini, not Kevet Ivri. Aye, but he, as you can't sell himself as an Eved Knaini, that's a technicality, but basically this specimen of a human being is the same, he has the same muscle and the same strength and the same intelligence as the other guy. So if the other guy's a Nochri, he could have sold himself as an Eved Knaini, so we say he's worth $500,000 to sell as an Eved Knaini. So even though this person, technically speaking, is a Yisrael, that he can sell himself as an Eved Knaini. But you can't say that he's worth less than the other guy. Usually, Shabbos is always estimated. Shabbos is always established by Kamahu Shabbalim Kabashu. Let's say a guy went through the concentration camp. He had a little siddur. And this siddur kept him alive. And if not for this siddur, he would have died a long time ago. This siddur has such sentimental value to him, it's worth $1,000,000. But if someone burns the siddur, they don't have to pay $1,000,000. How much would for him it has sentimental value? If he's put it on the market to sell it, he's not going to get $500,000. He won't even get a nickel for it. It's torn up. The pages are torn, and it's full of perspiration and full of sweat and blood and tears and everything. It's worthless. It's kama shavulim kama shuka is nothing.
If that's the case, that's how we assess for you and Nezek, then. How could the Rambam say by Chavar Boros Shikhar Maros, the Rambam defines the Chiyav as a Chiyav to repay the character in a sense that the Taina is not actually the Malas HaChafiros, but even the Rambam seems to understand that even if the guy's paying money, we define the payment that he's reimbursing what he did to the character. If it's just that we assessed it, how much it was worth before, and Kamu Shava Akshav, so he's not giving back, and he's not replacing what he damaged. He's just paying a monetary penalty.
Right?
Doesn't that indicate that the teshlumen for nezek is not like chaval? That the teshlumen for nezek is that you are actually paying back what you damaged, not just kamu shavulim or bashuk now as opposed to before.
Rab Chaim has a shtikl Torah on a Rambam. Rab Chaim says that by mazik the chiyuv is. Even though he's not asking that, but the gechiv is to fill it up. I don't know if you have to say like Rab Chaim. That's in order to frame for Akasha, Rab Chaim sound like that. The Poshe Pshat and the Rambam is that you have to pay the differential and amount of money, but the story that he's going to swear about, he says, you dug 20 chafiris, and the guy's only murdered that he dug 10 chafiris. He might have been mikzas. And even if he has to pay half the amount, the other guy, the Torah says you have to pay twice the amount because you dug 20 chafiris, made twice as big a hezek. So even though we're talking about an amount of money, the chiv is an amount of money, not about karka, but the story that he's going to be swearing about is about a karka. So that's called Einish Boim Al HaKarkos. Einish Boim Al HaKarkos depends on what the story is. He's telling a story about karka. Einish Boim Al HaKarkos. The Rabbi asked the Kasha and the Rambam, that the Mishnah in Shavuos sounds like it says, doesn't really say explicitly, sounds like it says, if I say chavalta bishtayim, I have two black eyes, and I say, you punch me in the eye, both eyes. And he says, lo chavalta bi, lo chavalti boch ala achas, I punched you in one eye, someone else punched you in the other eye. So you're admitting you're only chayv to pay me for one chavala, not for both. So from the Mishnah, it would appear that there would be a shvua derais over there. That would be a mitzvah of a mikzah. So the rabbi asked, but ein nishbayim ala karkos. So you see that since it's a chiyuv to pay money, it's not called ein nishbayim ala karkos. Maybe. So Rav Chaim has this fantabulous answer that there's a difference between chayv and mazik. That by mazik, the chiyuv is the ein nishbayim ala karkos. Rav Chaim says, according to the Rambam, doesn't matter what the chiyuv, doesn't matter what the story is. The story is about karka. So he says, the fact that the story is about karka, that's not called the English by Malakar. The shad is, what's the chiv? So by chayv b'chaver, the chiv is to pay money. Chiv to pay money, so that's a nishboy mala metalplin. And by karka, the chiv, by mazik, the chiv is lemali achafiris. The chiv is to fill up the achafiris. So there it's called the English by Malakar. That's Rav Chaim has such an answer on the Rambam. That's a chiddush. I don't know if you have to say like that. That's questionable. That's questionable if that's the case.
Why is Rabbi assuming that by regular nezek that we assess just kama shavlim kor as opposed to before?
That is the din.
Just because by chaval that's the din. That's
by nezek also that's the din. Gemara said the favors like that. If the behemah here, Tosis quotes the Gemara in Hakainis. If the behemah ate up, that's a behemah ate $20 worth of vegetables, of tomatoes. Your behemoth goes into the chutz nizik, eats a $20 worth of vegetables. So the Gemara says, you don't pay $20 because you could have sold the I could have sold the vegetables for $20. You assess how much the field was worth with all the vegetables and how much is the field worth now after the animal ate up $20 worth of vegetables. But you don't pay $20, you pay the difference in the field. If the vegetables were detached from the field and then I have a bushel of vegetables and your behemoth came into the chutz nizik and ate a bushel of tomatoes, $20 worth of ice cream, so you have to pay $20. But if the behemah ate the vegetables when they were attached to the ground, they say it wasn't the hezek done to vegetables, it was the hezek done to the karka. So how much was the karka worth before, how much is karka worth now? The differential is not going to be $20, it's going to be much less. The guy's buying the karka forever. So the differential is not going to be $20, it's going to be much less. Whenever you're measuring kama hoya shava, kama hu shava, differential is going to be much less than the replacement value.
In the case of the car fender, if someone is giving sock based on Yosher, would Yosher dictate to pay the full amount to replace it?
No. Let's say someone would have crashed into the fender, and it doesn't look so good. Would I spend $400 to replace the fender? Probably not. And when the guy's going to pay him, he doesn't know if he's going to replace the fender. He thinks he's not going to replace the fender. I don't know if Yosha would dictate that you should pay the full replacement value. Maybe he was such a spiffy car, such a fancy Rolls Royce or something, and he wants a Jafka to look just so. But maybe then you have to place, maybe Yosha would dictate over there to pay replacement value. But a regular car, you live along with it. You live with all the scratches and all the bruises and everything. I don't know. Anyway, so that's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Rashi and the Rosh, the beginning of Perek HaChavos. So Rav Avlo Soloveitchik writes, he thinks that this is a machlekes by every domim. Also the same thing. Shaman also kevet, animikim bashuk, what kind of an eved? So Rashi will hold it has to be an eved ivri. Can't be an eved knaini because Yisrael can't sell himself as an eved knaini. How much is this particular thing shava limka bashuk? And the Tosfos and the Rosh hold not shava. How much a kayotze bazeh would be shava limka bashuk? Doesn't have to be particularly. How much is this one shava limka bashuk? That's a big machlekes. So we shine at the end of the second parak of Bava Kama. Azor kli mirosh agaga boachev shibro. Someone takes a kli and he drops it from the rooftop and it's about to fall on the ground and smash. Another guy comes with a baseball bat and he smashes it before it had a chance to smash on the ground. So there's a discussion in the Gemara whether the first and second person pays anything or not. The Gemara says, Mana tfira toba, he doesn't pay anything. So the Ramban writes over there, how much could you pay ready? If you would sell a kli that's flying in the air, how much would it sell for? Zero. Who's going to pay anything for a kli that's flying in the air? It's about to smash on the ground in a half a second. It's going to smash. So it's not shovel limka anything. So what did the Ramban there and the Muhammad says, what did the Gemara have to give a reason? Mona tvira tovar, bosa meikor azlinon, considered a kli shovel. What do you have to give such a fancy explanation? Just say the sheni who smashed it with the baseball bat is putter, because it's worthless. Kamo shovelim kambashuk is nothing. So that's how the Ramban thinks. It's worthless. The second one for sure is putter. Nothing to discuss. The other Rishonim say no. Such a kli in the store. This is the same as another kli. This one had to be shovelim ka nothing, because it's about to smash in another second. But another kli, the same kind of a kli, would sell in the store for $100. So even though this one wouldn't sell for anything based on the circumstances, but you measure based on another one, kayetz b'zeh.
What would be the logic to say you measure based on any other kli?
The same type of a kli. Like I'm an Eved Ivri, I can't sell myself as an Eved Knaini, but how can you say I'm worth less than the other guy? I'm the same physical body as the other one.
But on Maisa, that's not how we, that's not, the price is completely different.
Right. So nonetheless, the Rosh and the Bali HaTosfos hold that you pay like Shaman also Kevet Knaini, not Kevet Ivri. Just because technically, as a technicality, I can't sell myself as an Eved Knaini because I'm Jewish. A Jew can't sell himself as an Eved Knaini, but he can't say he's worth less than the other guy.
Right, when I damage a car, I damage a beat up minivan, it's not going to say like, oh, how much a car would cost in general, make it like a Ferrari.
No, how much this minivan would, how much would this type of a minivan sell for? Let's say there's a deed in the Machusa, whatever, you're not allowed to sell a minivan or whatever. But just because it's a technicality, you can't sell it for some reason or another. But still, how much would such a car sell for before, and how much would it sell for afterwards? And Rashi seems to hold, no, kama haya shavalim kabashuk, this particular one, you're paying for this one, how much would this one sell for?
Could there be a difference between like more standard things, like maybe kalim are more standard, but people and maybe something as complicated as cars would differ, like depending on the individual thing?
Yeah, there's room to distinguish. Anachanami, it could be that there are distinctions. Okay.
When he says that it doesn't have any market value, is that the same as saying it doesn't have a din mamon?
It doesn't have a market value. Yeah, that the Nesivos has in a few of his sworn. But I have a special attachment to this Gemara. This is the Gemara that I learned in when I was 16 years old, when I was in Rav Soloveitchik Shir, and I have comments written on the side. So to me, it's Shove Kol Hoin Di Alma. But if I would sell it in the marketplace, I'm not going to get Kol Hoin Di Alma for the Gemara. It's a used Gemara, it's falling apart. So they would pay me 50 cents for this Gemara. They're not going to pay me $10 for the Gemara. So that's the Nesivos says like that. When someone steals my Gemara and it gets lost and he has to pay, or someone burns it, or the Mamazik, or Gazlam, whatever, he pays Kama Hu Shovel Im Kabashuk. You don't pay sentimental value. That's only sentimental value to me. Kama Hu Shovel Im Kabashuk is much less. Yeah, that everyone agrees to. That the Nesivos, he said, has a few of his form. He writes like that. But the only Machlokes is by a Jew. Do you say Kama Hu Shovel Im Kabashuk as an Ivri? Because he can't sell himself Bashuk as an Eved Knaini. He says, no. He can't say he's worth less than the other guy. The other guy's a Nochri. He could have sold himself as an Eved Knaini. So the Jew also has that shavius. So this, the Gemara says, if a person says, Domai Alai, Shaman Osa Kevin Anim Kimashuk, and Eved Iskid Shlok Karkos, which Eved are you talking about? So Taisa, they both agree. Eved Ivri HaKnaini, both Hukid Shlok Karkos. The Machloikis, Rashi and Taisa says, whether Ben Echorin Huk Shlok Karkos or not. That's the Machloikis, Rashi and Taisa. Rashi also even Ben Echorin Huk Shlok Karkos. And Tosfos disagrees and holds no, only Eved, only Avodim, Eved Ivri, Eved Knaini, Bnei Chorin are not Huk Shel Karkos. That's they say Purim Torah on the pasuk in the Megillah Esther that Esther said Tachashverosh Il Avodim on Shochas Limkarti Achrashdi Keinat So Shoyve Menezek Hamelach that Haman was paying as how does it say who knows who's a Boker how is Aseres. How much was he paying to kill all the Jews? He's paying an amount of money to kill all the Jews. So she said, the Jews are worth much more than that. So if you were sold as an Eved, ain't on all the karkots? ain't on all avodim. Avodim hokshel lekakos. But we're bnei charen. We're not avodim. So it's yesh anoah. So there is anoah because we're bnei charen. That's what the Purim Torah they say. That like Tosfos that says bnei charen are not hokshel lekakos. Only avodim hokshel. That's what she said. If he would be sold as an eved, hecharashti. Because ain't on all the karkos and avodim hukshel karkos, but not avodim with bnei charen. Yes, avdei achashverosh means we're not independent. We don't have freedom. Yeah, but they're not avodim. They weren't avodim. Okay, good. What does the Gemara have about the bay rabbin? What's the shad? The seho emeli gozes bekama. What do you mean seho emeli gozes? What's the story over here? Rashi, higdisho. A person doesn't own his body, doesn't have the ability to be magdish his body, odom yikodesh, the Gemara asks. But since I have the right to cut my hair and throw it out in the garbage, I have a right to sell my hair also. So the hair does belong to me. The hair I do, I can't be magdish my body because I can't mutilate the body. So it doesn't belong to me. But the hair and the fingernails that I plan to cut off, I have the right to cut off, so then I do have the right to sell. That does belong to me. So the Gemara has the Shaila, what if the fellow is Magdish to say, or so Mechuba Lakarka Dina Kikarka? Mechuba Lakarka Dina Kikarka. Sounds from the Gemara that Benicharan Ahuk Shalakarka is Pasha. So the Shaila is the Sayer is Mechuba Lakarka, Mechuba Lakarka Dina Kikarka. So if you want to be paid it, menahegdish, the shuma should be made by asora. The shuma of metaltalim to be paid in menahegdish is a bezin of shloisha. Shuma of karka needs a bezin of asor. We didn't understand why. The Gemara said kasha, but that's what the Mishnah says. That's the halacha. The shayla is serho emili gozeis. If the fellow doesn't need a haircut now, and he wants to assess the value of the hair, so mechuba lekarka dina kekarka, he need a bezin of asora. But what if he does need a haircut? Serho emili gozeis. He needs a haircut. He wants to go today to the barbershop to get a haircut. So how much of a bezin do you need to assess the value? Should I say kigaz is dami ubishloisha? Mechuba lekarka dina kekarka is only kozman that it's darka bekach. What if it's oimid ligazes? Maybe it's dina ke, maybe it's no longer dina kekarka. Oike mechuba dami uba asora. That's a shaila. So the poshim shatling mar is that ben echaren ahuk shel karkos. I write the Rashi. Ben echaren ahuk shel karkos. So the Gemara says, Toshma, we have a brisa that has a machlekes hatanim, hamagdish es avdo. I can't be magdish my own body. Odom yikodesh, a person doesn't own his body, so he can't be magdish himself, but his eved kenayne, he owns kishar v'chamer. Can't be magdish an eved ivri, that's a mishnah nerechen, because the eved ivri doesn't belong to you, you can't sell. It's a, how do you know you can't sell an eved ivri? Because the pasuk says, l'am nachar li'im shalom echar bevigdoi bo. The pasuk only says by Yanam Hevriya. You have a mitzvah shelo yada, and either evim lebno yadana. There's a din of yud ha'odan. There's a din of yud ha'bein. Then there's a din of pidyon. Let her buy her way out to freedom, and then there's a din. Then the pasuk says, if he didn't do yud and he didn't do yud abein and she wasn't paid her way out, so then it says in the chumash, liyam nachri lo yuchal lamoicha layimsha lamoicha bevigda bo. The odin has no right to sell the amo evriya to somebody else. So the Rambam extrapolates from that pasuk. It's a question: how did he have the right to extrapolate that you can never sell an eved ivri? Pasuk is talking about an Amo Ivriya. So the Rambam says that pasuk means an Eved Ivri. Amo Ivriya, the same thing. The Mishnah has the din. The Mishnah Nerchan says you cannot sell an Eved Ivri to somebody else. That's why we say whatever is Eino Nitfas Ben Mechira, you're not really a full Bailaman, so then it doesn't go Birushan. Whatever you can sell to someone else goes Birushan. Whatever you can't sell to someone else, you're not a full Bailaman, so it doesn't go Birushan. Din is Eved Ivri. Eved Sabbein, Eved Sabbas, that's a special din of Kam Tachtav. It's not a normal din of Yerushan. So that's a Mishnah Nerechen, that you cannot sell an Eved Ivri or an Amo Ivriya. And the Rambam says the mocker of this institution that I cannot sell an Eved Ivri is based on this pasuk that happens to be talking about Amo Ivriya. Yud is only by an Amo Ivriya. It's not by Eved Ivri. If I have a daughter and I have an Eved Ivri, I can't make a yud. So that's the Rambam says the mocker is that pasuk. Liam nocha liyim shel lemocha bevigdevo. So you cannot sell an Eved Ivri, but you can sell an Eved Kenayni. I can sell an Eved Kenayni to somebody else. So I can be magdish to Eved Kenayni. So that's the price. I'm magdish as avdoi. If I'm magdish to Eved Kenayni, so the hegdish is chal. I own the Eved Kenayni kishori v'chamori. I can't be magdish my own body. I don't own my body, but I do own an Eved Kenayni. So if I'm magdish Eved Kenayni, the Tanakham says ain't moilim bo because avarim hukshel v'karko is. So just like there's no meila v'karka, so too there's no meila the avodim Eved Kenayni. Rabshim gamliel aimer moilim b'sairon. Sounds like the Hanakama disagrees. Otherwise, you should say Omer Rab Shimon Gamliel. It says Rab Shimon Gamliel Omer means he disagrees. If it says Omer before the name means a new member. If it says Rab Shimon Gamliel Omer, he's in disagreement with the Tanakama. So he says Moilim Misara. Tanakama says Ei Moilim Misara. So what are they fighting about? Mechuba Lekarka Dina Kekarka. So just like there's no Meila Bekarka, the Eved Gufa Eved, there's no Meila because Avonim Hukshel Lekarka. So the Sar should also be. So the answer to the Kaim alone, we have a tradition, the machlokes hatanaim is the besayr ha'miligoz is pligi. If you have normal hair, the guy doesn't need a haircut today, so then mechubel karka dinik karka, there's no me'ilan on mechubel karka. Besayr ha'miligoz is he has long hair and he really needs a haircut, so that's the machlokes hatanaim. Do you say mechubel karka dinik karka, even if it's ha'miligoz is or not? So the Gemara says, shmami no, that is the boy Rabovin. Rabovin Shaila was, but the Seher Amir Ligoz is Kigoz is if he needs a haircut, Seher Amir Ligoz goes Dami or not. So it's a machlokes hatanoim. So Nachmal, so the Tana who says a moilim bo, Tana Kama holds a moilim bo holds a what? Because mechuba lekarka dina kikarka, even though it's Amir Ligoz, Rab Shimon Galel says moilim masari holds. Seir Hamiligozes is what? Is Kigozes Dami. It's not. You don't say Mechub Lekark Dine Kekark when it's Hamiligozes. That's the Poshup Shat, yeah. What does it say? There's Rabbeinu Hananel here. What does he say? So the Gemara says, "Upashte leimoh hamag d'shav de ein moelim bo Reb Shimon Gamliel loim moelim b'sayroi the kaim alam b'sayro hamili goes as pligi." Who holds which way? So how did we say? Tanakama holds there's no meila even sayro hamili goes is because mechuba lekarka is dina kikarka. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds moelim bo moelim b'say because mechuba lekarka is not dina kikarka. So how does the Rabbi Nachman say? The kaim alam sayro hamili goes as pligi. Tanakama sabaho b'li goes is I made. Loi mig deshimo ki goz is dummy. He says there's no meila, not because mechuba lekarka dina kikarka. Tanakama holds that mechuba lekarka oimeli goz is not dina kikarka. So the hakdosha wasn't chal on the seyar. It was only magdish the yebit. He wasn't magdish the clothing on the yebit. So he wasn't magdish the hair either. Some chudish the kapshat. Tanakama holds. Tanakama sava hol bili goz is oimed loi mig deshimo. Not that there's no meila because mechuba lekarka dina kikarka and no meila bekarka because it's chulin. Lo migdashim kiki gozes dam lefichach and then imenu ein moal. Rab Shim Gamliel sover lav kigozes dami and therefore the hakdosha. Therefore what? Therefore the hakdosha is chal. So therefore it is kodesh. So therefore moal and besayrei. So on the bottom of the page they ask. Tzorchiyun, true Reb Shimon Gamliel holds. Mechuba lekarka dina kikarka, therefore the hakdosh is chal. Nidik a gufa domi, mikol makom begufa, nami leka meilo. O mitzvah liyashib, zapele dike Rabbeinu Hananel. He has the pshat fakert. It's just the opposite from the normal way. The normal pshat in the Gemara is, Tanakama holds, in moilem b'seyor, there's no meilo, even seyor amili gozeis, because mechuba lekarka dina kikarka. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds no. I'm miligozes, so it's not dina kikarka. And the Rabbeinu Hananel learns fakir. Why he holds mechuba lekarka dinik karka doesn't apply by avodim hukshu lekarka is only on the eved. Only goes on the eved. It doesn't go on the same. Mechuba lekarka dinik karka goes on trees that are growing from the ground. Goes on buildings. Goes on buildings. On lamppost. If you have a lamppost, a utility pole or something like that, that's called toldos shel besof chibro. A lamppost is considered Tolosh of Chibra, so that's a machlokes in the first Perek and Chulin and different Mesichtas. But Tolosh of Besav Chibra is called Mechuba Lekarka, Dina Kekarka or not. If you have a tree, Shehishrish, that took roots, or you have fruits, you have vegetables that are growing, which are Roshim in the ground, that's called Mechuba Lekarka, Dina Kekarka. If you have a lamppost, that's a machlokes Hatanam. If you have a building, so that's a machlokes, that's a Dion with it. Poshep Shat is that buildings are also not Hishvish. They didn't take root in the ground, so buildings should be the same as a lamppost. It's cemented into the ground, bricks and everything, with foundation. So that would be Poshep Shat, that's a machlekes, where there are buildings, where the houses are Mechuba Lekarka, Dina Kekarka. No, it's Tolish. It's Tolish B'Shav Chibra, so you shouldn't call it Mechuba Lekarka. The Shach and the Choshem Ishma makes a big stink about this. He disagrees with Tosfos. He says, no. He quotes other Tosfos and no. Buildings for sure is Mechuba Lekarka. Only a lamppost is Machlokes of Tolosh of Besof Chibro. A tree that's Hishvish for sure is Mechuba Lekarka. And a lamppost is a Machlokes. And a building is a Machlokes to Shach and others, where the building is the same as a lamppost, the building is the same as a tree. Yeah. But over here we're talking about the hair on the Yevit. So Mechuba Lekarka, Dina Kekarka is on Karka. He says, Avodim Hukshu Lekarkois. So the hair that grows on the Yevit, the fingernails, it's also Mechuba Lekarka. Dinik Karka is also, there's no Me'ila. So Rabbeinu Hanan seems to hold that no one would say, Ein Me'ila Bekarkois and Ein Me'ila Bavadim, but on the hair you wouldn't say, there's no Me'ila. No. The hair is not the Evid. The Evid is the Evid. The hair is not the Evid. The only Dion is whether this hair was Hukdash or not. So if you hold Mechuba Lekarka, Dina Kikarka, Mechuba Lega, even Amidli Gozes, so it was included in the Hagdosha. And if you hold Amidli Gozes, Lavke Gozes Dami, Amidli Gozes Iske Gozes Dami, then it was not included in the Hagdosha. So funny, what's included in the Hagdosha depends on Loshem and the Yodam. But in Durham Halacha, Loshem and Yodam, when you magdish something, you donate it to Egdish, that's an issue of an eder. So what did he have in mind? Did he have in mind the hair, or did he not have in mind the hair? I would assume he did have in mind the hair. That's an issue of Loshem and Yodam. It's not a halachic issue of Mechuba Lekarka.
So hair is always
Omer Lugazis.
I mean, it seems objectively, you can always cut the hair. It's not like hair is going to be right, not right.
No, but you don't, if a guy just took a haircut, he doesn't plan to cut the hair that's left.
But it still could be cut.
You can cut off the pears also earlier, but you don't plan to cut them.
They're still not right.
Right. So here also, it means in Das Bani Adam, do the people plan to detach it or not? So if it's imminently Aymed Likotzer, then it's a Machlokes Hatanaim. Pears are in Mechuba Lekarka, Dina Kekarka, but if it's Aymed Likotzer, the Gemara is going to say it's a Machlokes Hatanaim. It's same shoulder by Seir. By Seir, if a guy needs a haircut, then you say that Amid Likotzer Machlokes, but Amid Likotzer Kikotzer Dami or not. We have a chumrif in the Ravid that the women who go to mikveh have to cut down their fingernails. Because if they have a long nail and they really plan to cut it off, so Amid Likotzer is Kikotzer Dami, so it's a chatzitza on the tip of the nail. Because the water is not touching the tip of the nail where the nail should have come to a tip. Because you're going to cut off, the fingernails are too long, I'm going to cut them off. So the water didn't touch the tip of the fingernail where it should have been. The extra part that's only cuts, it's kikotzitz dummy, and it's considered as if it's a chatzitza between the meha mikveh and the tip. That's a chumrah, that's chumrah. Mamish, a chatzitza usually is something extraneous to the body. I have a band-aid, I have a cast on my arm, I have something, I have dirt on my body. That's a chatzitza. I have long fingernails, I have long hair. So how is that a chatzitza? That's part of the body. How is that a chatzitza?
What about a
scab? A scab pashtus is shayla of chatzitza. Shayla of chatzitza, yeah. And Shulchan Aruch, they quote, if it's a, it depends, so usually it's a miut, a skib, often will be a miut. So it depends, is it a miut ha-makben, a miut shein ha-makben? Is it a skib that I would not want to take off now? So then it's, makben means I would want to take it off. Let's say I'm going to a wedding, and I have ink on my fingers, I have blood on my fingers. I'm a sheikhid, my fingers are all full of blood. I'm a painter, I have paint on my fingers. I'm going to a wedding, I want to look good, so I'm gonna take off all the blood, all the ink, and all the paint from my hands. So even if I'm not going to a wedding now, since sometimes I would be makbid, so that's called the miut ha-makbid. See, miut ha-makbid is a chatzitza midirabbanon. The Torah is only chatzitza if you have ruba u-makbid, and midirabbanon if you have ruba in a makbid, a miut ha-makbid, that's called a chatzitza. So that's so the pashtus is by a skib. It should be if I don't want to pick off the skib, I'm going to pick off the skib. It's going to start bleeding. Then it's going to have to develop another skib in order to heal. So the pashtus is that should be a miut she'ena makbet. So that should not be considered a chatzitz. So the Tur quotes the Rabbeinu Peretz that he was married to a big tzaddikus, and his wife would always peel off all the skibs even though it would cause bleeding. So many women are machmer like that, to be concerned. Maybe every skib is considered a miut hamak. So sometimes, strictly speaking, it's not. It's a miut shein hamak. You don't have to pick off the skibs, they're going to bleed.
So there's a cast, though. A cast would also not be taken off because of the reasons like that, that it's going to cause more pain, or because it's, you know, it becomes a part of you, it becomes part of your healing process. Does that be like a scab, which is also external, but since you're not going to take it off for any purpose, it would also be mutter?
Strictly speaking, it shouldn't be a chatzitza. So usually, very frum people are medaktik. They'll tell the woman to wait to go to mikveh a week or two later, a month later, not to go to mikveh with it. But Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank has a tshuva. He says, if the rabbi knows who the balabatim are, and he knows that they're going to sin, they're going to violate some of the din, they're going to violate kiruv bosar or something, so you should tell the woman she should go to mikveh with the big cast on.
As a bidyeh.
Mikra din, it's a miyot shein ha-makbid, because you bedavka don't want to take it off. You bedavka want to leave it there. So strictly speaking, it should be a miyot shein ha-makbid. But the minig is that people are machmer on that, like the wife of the Rabbeinu Peretz. She was always makbid to remove every skib, even though it was painful, it was bleeding, and now it's going to take her longer to recover.
Is
somewhere
on the right, would it also apply to hair?
The hair also, right, that's what the Chasam Sura has, a famous tshuva by the Hungarians. They have a practice that after the Chasam Kala together, so the girl shaves off all of her hair, so she has a bald head. They have difficulty getting shiduchim because they can't marry anybody else. A boy from Gera Hasidim don't have that practice, but the Hungarians have the practice that they shave off the hair. So normal people don't want to marry a girl who's going to shave off her hair. So these Hasidim don't intermarry because of this issue with the shaving off of the hair. So that's the shaila. The girl goes to mikveh the day before she's going to get married, but she's going to shave off all the hair. So it's Zera Mili Gozes. Going to shave off all the hair. So according to the rabbis, it should be a chatzitza. Just like in makbet to cut off the nails, it's a chatzitza. So she should have to shave off all the hair before she goes to the mikveh, before she gets married. So the Chasam Sofer writes in the tshuva, no, the minig is you only shave off all the hair after the bir rishayna, before not. So it's not Aymili Gozes yet. It's not Aymili Gozes just because she's about to get married. The minig is you only shave off the hair after the bir rishayna. So it's not Aymili Gozes yet. That's their minig.
But even not like shave off your head. If you're going to get a haircut soon.
If you need a haircut, okay. If you need a haircut, yeah. That'll be a miut. It'll be a chatzitz of a miut. More than a miut, it's not going to be. More than a miut, it's not going to be. Because all the hair is touching the water, just the tip of the hair. The where the hair should have had a tip. You should have shaved off the hair shorter. The guy needs a haircut. So the water should have touched the tip of the hair over there. And it's not touching because the hair is longer. So that hair that's longer that he's going to throw out in the garbage, he's going to shave it off and take a haircut. So that hair is a chatzitz between the meha mikveh and the tip of the hair where it should have been the tip. But most of the hair is being, so it's only a miut. It's only chatzitz and a miut, just on the tips of all of the hairs. So it's a shayla from a chatzitz and a miut. People who go to mikvah on Erev, Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, that's for Takanas Ezra. So the pashtus is that you don't have all these chumis for Takanas Ezra. The chatzitz of a miut, miyut amakbid. Well, all these chumas are just the right. It's chumah. The hair, mamish, the hair and the fingernails, that's mamish part of the body. So this raivet chumah is by a woman is not going to be tovel properly in the mikveh. You're going to be dealing with an isa karis. A man is not going to go to the mikveh in Erev Rosh Hashanah, so he won't be in fulfillment of the minig. He won't be in Erev Rosh Hashanah where machmir for takanas Ezra that a balkeri shouldn't daven. So you're dealing with a takana derabbanan. His man is that a takana was repealed. So you're dealing with a minig. So dealing with a minig, so you don't have to worry about even if you intend to take a haircut the same day in the afternoon. The pashta says that he doesn't have to worry.
According to what Rabbi said before, Hanashama Chavushal, how is a woman allowed to peel the scabs and make give herself chaburas in order to...
Lutzorach, you're allowed to, let's say, cosmetic surgery. You're not allowed to cause bleeding on the body. You're not allowed to mutilate the body. So if a woman has, let's say, someone has six fingers, and they look awful, everyone looks at them, they have six fingers. So you're allowed to cut off the extra finger. Cosmetic surgery, you're allowed to do that. So let's say the girl looks ugly, the boy looks ugly, they want to do cosmetic surgery. So we assume that chavala, the tzorech, tikkun haguf, is mutas. So here it's chavala, the tzorech, to fulfill a midas chasidus. She doesn't want to have any chatzitis at all. A midas chasidus. So that's the tzorech haguf, tzorech tikkun haguf. She wants to be tovel with no chatzitis, la mahajim min amahajim. The Meiri, I think, writes like that. That the Meiri in the beginning of Erevin, I think, when the Gemara says Shirei Chatzitza Mechitzan Alach L'Mashem and Sina Miyotam Makbid, so the Meiri writes like that. That the reason why the minig is that the women are choshesh for every little chatzitza all over the place is because there is an opinion from the Gaonim that every aver is treated individually. So this is Al Pidin one aver. There are Ramach Evarim. What do you have Ramach Evarim? So this is one aver, this is a second aver, this is a third aver. When I have basa gidin matzamis, every bone is another aver. So this is three avarim, and this is two avarim, and this is three, and three, and three. You have so many avarim. So if on the tip of the pinky, it's so small, so if you have a chatzitza on roiv of the tip of the pinky, so it's judged, rubai is judged not by the whole body, it's judged by every aver individually. So the Miri quotes such an opinion from the Gaon, and he says, and maybe that's the reason why the Mimin have a minig, that the makbid for every, they remove every slight little chatzitza, because the chatzitza, let's say, is on the arm or on the stomach, but if it would have been on the tip of the pinky, it would have been a rubai, would have been a roiv, and rubai, even a makbid is a chatzitza. So the women made a chumra, a loiplug, that they worry about all, even if it's on a different organ of the body. Since if it would have been on the pinky, it would have been a rubai. Really, even the Eira Makbid is a chatzitza.
That's not the basis for the Chumrah of Rabbeinu Peretz.
The Meiri suggests that.
Oh, he suggests that.
Yeah, he said, the Rabbeinu Peretz just quotes his wife, removed all the chatzitzas. And Noshim Tzidkonis are always concerned about chatzitzas. What are they so worried about? It's always going to be a mere chain of Makbid. So the Meiri says maybe that, he said that's the reason why. The Rambam doesn't understand like that. The Rambam quotes the Gaonim said that the Seyar, if you have Chatzit on the Seyar, on Rav HaSeyar, that's called Ruba. Even though let's say there's paint on all of my hair, even though all the hair is full of Chatzitzes, but the rest of the body has no Chatzitzes. So, and you toivel the whole body in one shot. You have to have Baim Shalko Gufa, Baim Abbasach. Can't be toivel a limited time. You have to be toivel the whole body. So the Rambam disagrees with the Gaonim. He says that Rubai of the for chatzitza purposes is determined from head to toe. The whole body is a ruba of the whole body. He says, and he's in disagreement with the Gaonim. Usually he doesn't quote different opinions. Here he quotes, he's in disagreement with the Gaonim who say that you treat the hair as a separate entity to determine whether it's ruba or not. So the Meiri quotes that opinion from the Gaonim. He understands they didn't only say it on Seder, they said it on every aver. So this is one Ava, there's another Ava. And then he says, and maybe that's the reason why, if it would be Ruba, a tiny little chatzitza would be Ruba on the tip of the pinky, so even if it's on the leg, where it's clearly a miyut, so the women made a chumrah to be machmer for every slight chatzitza. So if it would have been on the tip of the pinky, it would have been a Ruba. That's the Miri's version of the Shita Sagayan, yeah. So Nachamo. This Rabbeinu Hananel, the Yosemech points out, this Rabbeinu Hananel is a mechudish dikabshat. that the machlokes Tanakama and Rav Shimon Gamliel Tanakama holds there's no dealer because it's chulin, because the hegdish is not chal because it's gegozes dummy. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds no, it's not gegozes dummy, so therefore the hegdish is chal. Hegdish is chal depends whether gegozes lav gam. Hegdish chal is a shaila from binadorm halacha chalosh amariyonim. What does it mean? Probably did include the hair. He's given away the whole evet. Why should he not include the hair? Very strange. And then the kasha that they printed on the bottom of the page, how can you say according to Rav Shimon Gamliel that there is me'ila because the hegdish is chal, but it's mechuba lekarka dina kekarka. Mechuba lekarka dina kekarka. So apparently you think mechuba lekarka dina kekarka is only on karka. You don't say it on the evet, even though avadim hu shel karka is, but there's no din of mechuba leevet dina kevet. Then the Gemara says, yeah.
Wouldn't killing off the scab be a sakana for going second to infection?
I don't know.
A ger who's just got melee doesn't feel it right away.
That's correct. Yeah. I don't know. It's an interesting question. I don't know.
Rabbi said that plastic surgery is not really the story high growth. It's funny, I feel the first person who had cosmetic surgery. So I was wondering, Rebbe said previously that there is Taz as a Chumran Hill for Gerud, that a person becomes a Mishumah and he does Teshuvah, not only does he go to the Mikveh, he also does Hatapah Dambrit, based on the Avot Rebbe Natan. So Rebbe said that that would be a problem because if you're being Chobo Begupo for nothing. But here is the Chorus, it's for Midah Chasidu, just like a Midah Peretz.
Mm-hmm. It's a good question. I don't know. This Mrs. Peretz is also a good question. Why is she allowed to do that? Yeah. What's the midas chassidus? Well, if the halacha says that it's not a chatzitza, why is that a midas chassidus? I'm not so sure. I don't know. Then the Gemara raised the question: name or should I say hanatanai kanatanai disnan? Should I say that the following machlekes hatanai, which is the Mishnah Masech Shavuos, is identical with the machlekes that we just had from the Tanakama Rav Shimon Gamliel by the Ser Hoeved? What's the machlekes? The Mishnah says in Shavuos, Eru dvarim she'enish bayim aleim hakakoes v'avarim ashtoros. You learn that from the psukim. You have to have dava hamital to the gufa moment. So avadim hukshu the karkois. So there's no shvur derais. Not only on karka, there's no shvur derais. On mechuba the karka also not. So there's a machlekes to Reb Meir and the Chachamim and the Mishnah. Reb Meir, Reb Meir, Yisraim she'en ke karka ve'en ke karka. There's such a thing gidule karka, but it's dina ketolush and there is nishbay malim. Ein Chachamim ba'adim lo. The Chachamim disagree. Ketzad. In what case is there a machlekes? Ezek panim tunis masarti loch. I say a shema. I say I gave you a pikodin 10 gefanim tuunas. Tuunas means that they're attached to the ground, and they were loaded down with pears. They were all full of grapes. And the shema gives it back, and he says, "No, you only gave me 5, and here they are." He's might have been miktsas. He's might have been miktsas. The mafkid says, "I gave you esek fanim tuunas masarti loch, and you're responsible to watch all of them." And he's might have miktsas. You only gave me 5. Okay. So would there be a shvur deraisa or not? So Rav Meir Mechayev, Rav Meir says that if the tuunais, esek fanim tuunas means fully ripened grapes, that it's already higia hazman, to pluck them off from the chibur, then the karka, so Rav Meir Mechayev, shvur deraisa. Because the only time you say mechub la karka, dinik karka, if he plans to leave it like that. But if it's amili kotzer, it's not lachamakom, mechub la karka, reyab ki karka. What is the kudus of machloikis? Banav mamli botzer askinan. Myself, the kibitzur is dami. Our mayor holds the mechuba lekarka dinik karka is only if it's oimid lehishore karka. But if you plan to detach it right away, it's fully ripened. Plan to detach it. The din of mechuba lekarka dinik karka doesn't apply. Myself, our nachacham disagree. Lav kibitzur is dami, and it's still dinik karka. So should I say that that's the same machloikis by the sayor? The Gemara says, no, it's not the same, because by the Seyor, the hair will just keep on growing and growing and growing. The people have very long hair. Girls have long hair. So over here, by the Gefanim Tuunais, if you leave most of the fruits and vegetables, if you leave them on the tree, they're going to stop growing, and then they're going to start to rot on the tree. And Esrig doesn't. Esrig is Dor B'Ilan and Mishana Shana. If you leave the Esrig on the tree, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. It just gets bigger. It's not going to start to rot away. But the Mishnah talks about a gigantic estric that you have to pick it up, you need 2 hands. So there's a machlokes satanaim, but that's acceptable. I remember once I visited Rabbi Yisrael Grossman, the father of the disco rabbi, Rabbi Grossman from Migdal HaEmek. He used to be he passed away, but he used to be a Talmid Chacham, lived in Meir Shalom. So he showed me it was Arab Sukkot when I visited him. So someone gave him a gigantic gesrig, like the mission says, you need two hands to pick up the esrig. It's a shtick. Yeah. The esrig keeps on, the Gemara says, the Dor Beilon, Mishal Mishal, keeps on getting bigger and bigger. But also, the Gemara makes the distinction. Should I say that it's the same achleik? The Gemara says, no. Look, I feel the time Rav Meir, even if you're like Rav Meir over there, that on Avram, the Nibotzer is Ketodish Dami, but over here by the same, it's not this. Ah, Kal Kam Rav Meir Hosam, Kal Kam the Shavkalei, Mikish Kachshi. When you leave the fruits or the vegetables longer on the Mokam Achibur, they're not going to grow anymore, and they're going to start to rot. Mechubel are going to rot. Ablasar, Kal Kam the Shavkalei, when you leave it, Ashbim Me'ashbach keeps on growing longer and longer, so it's not the same kind of Haimidli Gozis. Shine. So there's a machleg zameh and a chachamim. We pass machleg the chachamim. Machleg zameh and a chachamim. Whether mechubel a karka dinik a karka by omed li kotzer. That's more omed li kotzer. By the chibel a karka more omed li kotzer, because it's gonna stop growing. It's gonna start to rot on the tree. And even over there we pass mechubel a karka dinik a karka. Even there, kal v'chamim by the seir, we certainly say that the seir is dinik a karka. It's not dinikim metaltalim. So we paskin like the chachamim. So Tosis here has a kasha from a Gemara in Ksubis, Dibra Mascha, Banovim Hamdam Libotze, Tema. The Gemara has a din, metaltalim li asmi loy mishtabdi le balchayv. If a loyva owed money and he dies, and the balchayvis come to the Yorshim, and they say, look, I lent your father a fortune of money, you have to pay back the money. So you can only collect from the karka, you can't collect from the metalplim. That's the Gemara. Metalplim, the yasme, lo mishtab de lebacha, only from karka. Why? So Poshe Pshat is because it's only Shiba Nechosim. The two Shibudim, Rabbi Natan was Rogaloyma, the Rishonim quote Rabbi Natan. We don't have it in Tosfos, but the Rosh and the Ran quote Rabbi Natan, they're two Shibudim, the Shiba Raguf and the Shiba Nechosim. Shiba Raguf means I borrowed money, so I owe you the money. Shiba Nechosim means that you have a lien on my property, that the property is koneh to you b'miktsas. The property belongs to you with respect to you having the right to collect from the karka. What do you need? Shib nechos. You have shibir aguf. The answer is, if I sell the karka to the lekuchas, or if I die, so why do you have the right to take away from the lekeach? Why do you have a right to take away the karka? He didn't borrow the money. The answer is right. He doesn't have a shibir aguf, but he has the karka that's koneh to you. Let's say I have a piece of karka, I sell it to you, and then next week I sell it to another guy. So the other guy has no right to take it. I already sold it to you first. I can't sell it to the second person if I already sold it to the first person. So if I borrow money and I'm a shabbat all of my karkos, and then I sell a karka to the lekuchas. So I had no right to sell it to the lekuchas. I already gave a kinyan lachatzoin, a kinyan b'miktsas to the malve. When he lent me the $100,000, I gave him a shibin lachos. It means I'm giving him a kinyan on the karka. That's the loshon haritvon, the loshon hanesivis, like that. That Shiba Nechosim means a kinyan lachatzoin. So that's what enables the Shiba Nechosim, is what enables the malva to collect from the lekuchas, or to collect from the yisayimim. So Poshe Pshat is that metalta liyas v'lo mishtabdi lebalchoiv, because there's no Shiba Nechosim on metalta, there's only Shiba Nechosim on the karka. So the Gemara has a discussion there in Ksubis, Daf Nun Aleph. The loiva died, and the karkois of the loiva go to the Yorshim. Now the malva comes to the Yorshim and he wants to collect from the peiros, from the tamarim. So the Gemara says, you got to pay zil havle, you got to tell the rabbi, tells the yisayimim, pay the malva mitamri da albudya, pay him from the tamarim that fell. He used to put a mat on the ground so that when the dates fall off on the tree, they shouldn't get ruined. So if they're going to fall on the mat, there's going to be a soft mat so they won't get ruined. So he said, so the rabbi paskin for the Yorshim, pay the malva, the debt that your father incurred, that your father borrowed money while it was allowed, pay him from the tamarim on the budya, on the mat. So the Gemara says, the tamarim on the mat is talush, that's metalta l'liyas, v'loy mishtab del machayv. The Gemara says, no, it didn't mean the tamarim that are sitting on the mat, tamarim that are attached to the tree, that are about to fall down on the mat. So the Gemara says, sof, kolam edlik ziz kigozaz domi. So why does the malva have a right to collect from the tamarim that are fully ripened, they're about to fall down on the mat? So should be dinakim etaltalim.
Yeah,
And for the Gemara, you're right. The rabbi told the assignment they should pay zilhavlei the tzrichel dikle kamin. He didn't mean the tamarim that are fully ripened that are about to fall down on the budya, the tamarim that are not fully ripened. So that's mukhubel karka dinik karka. So the mal has a right to collect from the karkois of the assignment. Shibin chosmi has a right to collect. So Tosis says, why did the Gemara, my parech, why did the Gemara ask, sof sof, kalayim eligzis kagazadam, and he said, you're right. The rabbi only paskan tzvichi ledikla kamini. He meant to say, only those that still have to grow longer. The tamarim that is still in the process of growing, they're not fully ripened, but those that are taka fully ripened, is kikotzis dami, and you can't collect. So Tosis says, why can't you collect? We don't paskan like Rab Meir. My parech, whoever the Gemara's kashin, ksubis dafne alav, or rabbanon dhoch leslu haksvar. We don't pass like Rav Meir, we pass like the Chachamim. That even by the Peiros that are going to start to rot, if you leave it longer, you still say Mechubel Lekarka Dina Kekarka. So why did the Gemara say over there that it's Dina Ketolosh? So Tosfos has two answers. So the quote to Rabbeinu Hanano who says, is a right in the Gemara, Ksubas that we pass like Rav Meir. How did the Gemara know? What pirush Rabbeinu Hananel? The Hasam Parach Mishum, because be paskan like Rab Meir. How did they know to paskan like Rab Meir? In the middle of a conversation, Ksubas Nun Aleph. How did they know that the Pesach is like Rab Meir? So Tosfos says, Rabbeinu Hananel says, because there's a Gemara in Baba Kame in Perak HaKoines, where the Gemara has the din. We just said the din before. If someone has a bushel of tomatoes and someone else's behemoth walks into my backyard and he eats up $20 worth of tomatoes, so you have to pay $20? What happens if he ate $20 worth of tomatoes that are attached to the ground? So then you don't say he damaged $20 worth of tomatoes. He says the behemoth damaged the karka. So the behemoth was mazik the karka. So shaman, you estimate how much is the karka worth to sell if it has tomatoes that are growing? How much would it sell for without the tomatoes? It's not going to be $20 difference. It's not going to be, maybe maybe a half a dollar, maybe a dollar difference. It's not going to be such a big difference. What if the guy owns the whole North Dakota? The Nizik owns North Dakota. And the behemoth ate $20 worth of tomatoes. So you show him and agav the whole North Dakota? It's going to be nothing. It's going to pay nothing then. So the Gemara says, no. You only show him. How much was the karka? Depends how big the karka is. It could be 1,000 acres, it could be 1 acre. How big is the karka? So the Gemara, I think the Gemara says there in Hakainis, you imagine a karka 60 times as big as the patch that he ate up. The behemoth ate up 2 feet by 2 feet. So you imagine a karka that's 60 times as big. And Shaman agab such a piece of karka. So then the Gemara says, that's Daloch. So then the Gemara says, there's a Machlekes and Mishnah, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. And the Gemara, Perek HaKoinis, Paskins, Halacha Lamais, a Pasek Rav Ki Reb Shimon. The Oma Och, the Peres Gemurim, Mishalem is Peres Gemurim. If the Peres are fully ripened already, even though they're still attached to the ground, then you don't make a Shuma Agav, the whole Soda, that's 60 times as big as the 2 feet by 2 feet. You show them $20 worth of Peres. Why? Why is why don't you measure agav the sada? So Rabbeinu Hanano says, there you have it, because mechubel karka dinik karka doesn't apply whenever it's amilikotze, so they're fully ripened. Amilikotze kikotze dami. So the Gemara in Hakoines is saying that we pass them like Rab Meir. If I ran wrong, we would say the din is not like Rab Meir. Chachamim maimrim here. The tzil nevav is on the chachamim maimrim. So Rabbeinu Hanano says the vav is in the wrong place. It should say Rab Meir mechayev. Should have the vav on Rab Meir. The Pesach should be like Rab Meir, because the Gemara in Hakoines is the exact same Shaila. So the other Rishonim don't agree. The Gemara in Hakoines, the Gemara never links up. Here the Gemara is discussing Anav Hamdom Libotzer, and in Shavuos Daf Mem Beis they discuss Anav Hamdom Libotzer. Nowhere do they quote that Mishnah in Hakoines. This is Rabbeinu Hananel's Bikiyas. He thinks that that Machlekes is Rab Shimon and the Chachamim and the Mishnah in Bava Kama. Are you shom agab the soda that's 60 times the size? Or do you assess the value of the tomatoes that the animal ate? So if it's ochle peris gemurim, it's a machlekes hatanaim. This is the machlekes. Whether no mamla nebatzer is dina kikarka, so the hezek was done to the karka, dina kimetaltalim. So you're not shom agab the soda. The other rishonim hold, no, nobody holds like that. The other rishonim hold, that's not the machlekes. Nobody holds like Rav Meir. Everybody holds. Another mamnali batzah is kemechubed dami, not ketalas dami. But there's a limit how far you go to say the hezek was done to the whole field. Reb Shimon holds if the peres are gemurim, they're fully ripened, then you say he made a hezek to the peres. You don't say he made a hezek to the field. If the peres are not fully ripened, peres ainam gemurim, so he's not planning to pluck it off now. So then you say the behemoth went into the other guy's chatzanis, it was mazik the soda. But if the peres are gemurim, you don't have that chiddush that Yisham magab the soda. But it's not because, not necessarily like Rabbein Hanan learns, because dini ketolish. That's a wild Rabbein Hanan. Very strange. This one over here also very strange. This Rabbein Hanan. Rabbein Hanan says that the reason why the Gemara in Ksubis Daf Nun Aleph says sof sof kolomet ligzus kigozes dami is because the Gemara in Hakainis paskins like Rab Meir, who holds like Rab Shimon, and the din is amid libater is kibater dami. So if you don't accept Rab Meir, if you don't accept Rabbein Hanan, so how do you deal with that Gemara? So Tosfos gives the first answer. V'yesh leimar. This is famous when they arrive it on this. V'yesh leimar. The balchayv. Everybody agrees. Gav balchayv made it. The lo gavi midav ha'im eligzas. The lo samcha daite. What is that? The machlekes hatanoim is the Mishnah Shavuos membeis. Ein ishboim ala karkoes. So it's a question: is it karko metalim? So ein ishboim ala karkoes and abadim hukshu le karkoes. Fine. So, if you have something that's mechubel lekarka dina kekarka, but it's not merely kotzer, so it's a dina kekarka dina kemetalpam. That's because you're judging, or let's say, ein meila bekarka, no meila on karka. So we say there's no meila on avodim either, because avodim hukshel lekarka. So mechubel lekarka dina kekarka. So mechubel lebed dina keevid. Poshuk shat. Not like this funny Rabbeinu Hananel here. So mechudish dika Rabbeinu Hananel. So mechubel lebed is also dina keevid. And the shaila, so it's dina kikarka, has a hafkor from me'ila, there's no din me'ila. So the shaila is, what if it's mechubalege, eved, but it's not merely gozes, like I'm merely cuts. It's dina kikarka, not. Benigeya, the word is here, by me'ila, and by shvu, and by malachakos, the halacha says karka versus metalplan. So you're discussing mechubalekarka, dina kikarka, right? What if it's not merely cuts, do you still say mechubalekarka, dina kikarka, not? There, by Balchayv collecting, it's not really a vort. It's not really a vort of karka versus metalpin. The Loshana Mishnah is a different Loshan. The Loshana Mishnah is Nechosim Sheishla Machrayis versus Nechosim Sheela Machrayis. It's a different thing. How come there's only sheep in Nechosim on karka, there's no sheep in Nechosim on metalpin? Was halacha karka versus metalpin? No. So the Rishonim say because karka, they use a melitza, ha'aretz li'ol ha'modes. The karka is, he can't hide the karka. And yochel ha'avrichim and yochel ha'alim. And he can't hide the karka. Karka is open over there. So the ikis michas das of the malva, when he lends money to the loive, he knows the loive has karka. And he's assured of collecting. On metalplim, the guy can always hide them in metalplim. He can destroy them. He can hide them. He can ship them off to a different location. So the malva won't be able to collect. So the reason why there's only sheep in the chosim and karka, not a metaltim, it's not a loch of the karka versus metaltim. It's a loch in the chosim sheish lamachrayis. Is there reliability? Is there smichas da'as or not? That's what Tosis says. Balchayv, it depends whether lo samcha daite. So if it's mechuba le karka, oimed li kotzer, the guy's about to cut it off any second. He can cut it off right away. He doesn't plan to leave it longer. So there's no smichas das on that. Just like I'm a talklim, and there's no smichas das. Because yochel ha'vricham, yochel ha'alimim. So the same thing on a karka, true mechubel karka dina kikarka, but it's not merely kotzer. So he can cut it off and eat it up and sell it and hide it and ship it off to another case. So there's no smichas das. That's famous, the rabbit has like that. There's a gemara in the first parak in Bava Kama, on Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, and the gemara talks about three halachas, whether avodim dinon kikarka or not. So the Gemara has one halacha where the goyvim in ha'avodim, the loiva died, and the malva comes to the yerushim to collect. Can he collect from avodim or not? So the din is metatal li asmei lo mishtabdi lebalchayv. You can't collect metatalim, but avodim hukshu lekarkos, you should be able to collect. So the Gemara has a shayla. Why is there a shayla? Tosfos says, in kol ha'tarakula, everybody knows that avodim hukshu lekarkos. So then the Gemara, that's one din. Then the Gemara has another shayla. What's the other shayla? Kinyan agav. You can sell metalklim agav karka. Can you sell metalklim agav and avid kanaini or not? So That's Kinyan Agav. V'talpam Agav Karka. Avadim have a din like Karka. So why not? Why is it all of a sudden a Shaila in the Gemara? Then the third Nafkimina is by the Kursim Pruzbol Al Avadim. You can only write a Pruzbol when Shemitah comes to a close, so the Malveh is not allowed to pressure the Loive to pay him the loan that he borrowed before the Shemitah. So what happens if the Loive has Karka and the Malveh goes to a Bezdin and he makes a Pruzbol in advance? So that's Takanas Hilo. Whenever the Loive has Karka, the Malveh has the ability to make a Pruzbol. What if the Loive doesn't have any Karka? He's a bum who sleeps in the park, but he owns an Ebek 90. He doesn't own Karka, but he owns an Abakani. So can you write Kaisan Pruzbal Allah Avadim? Or ain't Kaisan Pruzbal Allah Avadim? So Tyson says, what did the Gemara all of a sudden have a whole Shaila? I know, and then he says, I know a Brisa that says, what are you talking? It's Mishnah is all over Shas. Avadim Hukshala Karkos. Abakani is Dinika Karka. So Tyson comes up with a Chiddush and a Sugya. Avadim Hukshala Karkos has been Avadim Hukshala Karkos a Hekish. There is a kosov, we said, because it says v'his nachalten, achuzah soilim. The word achuzah and the word nachla only applies to karka. So avodim, the Chumash uses the verbs of nachla, the words of achuzah soilim. So avodim have the same din like karka. So that's if, that's what these, akzeris hakosov, avodim hukshul karkos. So I said, that's on, with respect to all dinim derais, they say avodim hukshul karkos. Pruzbol zoni takona derabbanon. And Kinyan Agav is only a din derabbanon. There's no pasuk in Chumash. Kinyan Agav is only learned that from a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. So Tosis assumes there in Bava Kamma that it's only derabbanon. Tosis in Kedushin says Agav is a Kinyan deraisa. And Tosis in Bava Kamma says Agav is only Kinyan derabbanon. Then Tosis says the ability to collect from the Yorshim to begin with is only the derabbanon, because Shibura lav deraisa. Shraguf is deraisa. Shib Nechosim is only derabbanon. So the whole Griyah from the Yisaimim is only made derabbanon. So Taisa says, that's what all the three dinim have in common. There in Bava Kamma, Yud Beis, and Aleph, all three are dinim derabbanan, and that's the debate in the Gemara. Avodim hukshul karkos, maybe not that klal only applies to dinim deraisa, maybe shouldn't apply to dinim derabbanan. That's the Rabbi Kivega and Choshimish, but adds on more dinim that are derabbanan. More dinim that, with respect to all dinim derabbanan, you say avodim ala, not hukshul karkos. Only hukshul karkos when you get to dinim deraisa. There's no pasuk, so you can't say hukshul karkos. So that's Tosis pshat. So that's a big doichik. It's a big doichik. Why should you say? You should normally say kol the tikkun rabbanon kein deraisa tikkun. If the chachamim made a din derabbanon that depends on karka versus metalkalim, and on the level of deraisa avadim hukshul karkos, so on the level of derabbanon should also be avadim should be hukshul karkos. So Tosis is doichik. So there's a shach in Choshen Mishpat quotes this Raivin. Shach on Simon Ayin Hey. And it says, "Ein nishbayim ala avodim." So the Shach quotes this fantastic rabbi. Rav Soloveitchik loved this rabbi. He would always bring it into shir at least once every year and a half. He would always read this rabbi and explain the rabbi. But the rabbi says the two different concepts. There's one concept of karka versus metaltalin. There's another concept of nechosim sheish lemachrais versus nechosim shein lemachrais. That's what Tosis says over here. The ikis michas das of the malve is on the karka, because it's real estate. Any yochel havrichem, any yochel halim, and we can't hide it. Hasheni came to metaltim, we can't hide. So that's what the Gemara says. Avodim doesn't help hukshul karkos. The eved can drop dead. The eved can run away. I can hide the eved in the basement. I can have him run away somewhere. So they can't say the smichas das of the malva is on the eved. Smichas das of the malva is on the karka. Or it's leil mamadis. The karka stays there. We can't hide the karka. So since by avodim even a hukshul karkos, but it's not the chosim sheish lahem achrayis, there's no smichas das on that. So who adinami by anovim homnim libotzer? You're right that lav kibitzur is done. We pass like the chachamim derabmei. That's dinik the karka. Chuba the karka dina is ke karka even a oimed likotzer. But you can't say that it's yesh bo smichas das. You can't say that it's called chosim sheish lahem achrayis. There is no smichas das on that. That's what the Rabbi says. That's what all the three dinim there in Bava Kamma have in common. Because the Loshon HaMishnah and Kiddushin in the first parak is when the Mishnah formulates the kinyan of Agav. So the Mishnah doesn't say like we say, you can sell metaltalim Agav Karka. The Mishnah's Loshon is Nechosim She'en Lamacharais Niknim Im Nechosim She'esh Lamacharais Bekesef of Bishtaru Bechazoka. So the Mishnah formulates it is not the metaltalim Niknim Agav Karka. Nechosim She'en Lamacharais Niknim Im Nechosim She'esh Lamacharais. So that's why the Gemara says an Eved is ain lo machrayis. True, Eved is hukish lekarka, dinik karka, but is not called a nachas mashreish la machrayis. And the third din is also like that. The din enkos and proves blala la karka, because karka means that there's shibin nachasim. If there's no shibin nachasim, so even a Eved hukish lekarka, but it's yochel hafricham yochel halimim, the Eved can die, can run away. So you can't say that that's nachasim sheyesh la machrayis. Yeah. So that's the Raiva. The Raiva says there are two different concepts. One concept, karka versus metaltalim. Then there's another concept of nechosim sheish lamachrayis versus chosim sheish lamachrayis. Yeah, there's a third concept. There's a Gemara, a famous Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Mishnah Avodah Zarah. Rashi and Chumash quotes this din. It says, Abeiti abdunis kolam kamas asher obdu sham hagaymes alaheihim al hehorim. You have to destroy, when we come into Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah bir avodah zarah. Mitzvah bir avodah zarah applies in chutz lortz also, if it's under my control. I'm not mechayev to go burn down the church where they worship a totem pole or something. But if I buy the building and I have the right to do whatever I want, then it has avodah zarah in it. So then it's my responsibility to destroy the avodah zarah. And Eretz Yisrael we have a chayev if we're able to do it to be oiker avodah zarah. Tzorach l'shavish achreya. You have to search out where the avodah zarah is. And chutz lortz, if you have a building and it belongs to you and you have the shlita there and there's avodah zarah there, so you should destroy the avodah zarah. So in Eretz there's a stronger din. Abeiti abdunis kolam kamash rov dusham agayim es alayim al haharim. So the Mishnah has a drash alayim al haharim v'lay haharim alayim. Let's say a nochri bought the mountain and he starts bowing down to the mountain. He deifies the mountain. He worships the mountain. So the mountain does not become osamana because it's karka. The Gemara says it later in Sanhedrin. The karka oilam does not become nesa b'hanoa mitam avodah zarah. So the Gemara has an exception to the rule. The Gemara says, if I deify the field, and I dig a little bit into the field, so then the whole field becomes osa b'hanoa. Why? But it's mamish karka. So the Rambam explains it's not really a vort of karka versus metaltalin. The vort is yesh bo tvisas odam or ein bo tvisas yad odam. If it's a dovashi yesh bo tvisas yad odam, avodah zarah only becomes asbanah if it's a man-made avodah zarah, it's manufactured. The Gemara has a din. An apple falls off from the tree, a hen lays an egg, and the apple fell off from the tree, the hen laid the egg untouched by human hands. That's clearly tolush. It's not even mechuba the karka. That's called ein bo tvisas yad odam. So if the fellow deifies the apple or the egg, it's mutabana. But if someone picked up the egg and put it down, then it's called manufactured by human being. Yesh bo tvisas yad odam. Someone picked up the egg and he put it down. The egg farmer, he collects all the eggs and he puts them in a box and he sells it to you. So once someone picked up the eggs, then it's called manufactured by human being. Yesh bo tvisas yad odam. So then if someone deifies the eggs, he worships the eggs, they'll become mutabana. So the Gemara says the same applies to karka mamish. If the fellow owns a farm and he starts worshipping the ground gives off peiros. The mamish like, yesh miyai, there must be a deity there. Well, it must be that the ground has a kreches of the deity, that peiros can come out from the ground. So he deifies the ground. So karka doesn't become nesa, but if chafaba a little bit, if he digs a little bit to beautify the avodah zarah, then it's considered yesh bo tvisas yad odam. Just like when you pick up the eggs or you pick up the apples. The apple falls down from the tree, the hen lays an egg, not touched. It's absolutely tolish, it's not mechuber, but it's called emo tvisas yadam. Someone picked it up, it's called yeshba tvisas yadam. So even karka, if you dig a little bit in the karka, then it's considered, the karka is considered yeshba tvisas yadam. So the karka becomes asabana. See, that's a different word. It's not karka versus metaltalim. It's not nechosim shein lamachrayis versus nechosim sheish lamachrayis. It's a different halacha of yesh bo tvisas yad odam versus ein bo tvisas yad odam. Then you have other halachas also. Different halachas. They're not all the same. What does Taisus have? Taisus says, let's say, one of the halachas on Shabbos is kotzer. So normally, when does a farmer do kitzira? When the peres are fully ripened. So Taisus frekt akasha, if the peres are fully ripened, and time to be kotzerit, and according to the Tana Reb Meir, anav maham demli botzer, akibitzuris damyon, so it doesn't have the din like karka. So where is there a malacha deraisa of kotzer? It's kitolish dami. It's not mechubala, it's mechubala karka, but it's not dinik karka. So Tosis points that out. You can't say, Reb Meir Shita does not apply the kotzer on Shabbos. Where's the Gemara here? Sarah Amidli Gazes. Tosis and Bob Mitzia has it here. Tosis has half of the story. Avgav the Meila. How do you know that there's no Meila Bekarka? It says, Exer Shav Echet Chet Mechuma. Lassiso Lachet Barim Chemischalba Mimenu. And by Meila, it says the Loshen Chet. Nevish Kisechto, Mol Baal Bashem. So you learn now, just like you can't be Mafish Chuma Be Mechuber, so too, there's no Meila Be Mechuber. The din is you can't be mafresh shuma when it's mechuba lekarka. What if it's oimidli tolish? It's time to harvest it. So still, you can't be mafresh shuma when it's mechuba lekarka. Even according to Rav Meir, who holds oimidli kotzer is kekotzer dami din kemetalplem, you still can't be mafresh shuma. Why? Shuma is not chal b'mechuba. It's a different word. It's a word of mechuba. It's not a word of karka versus metaltlim. It's not a word of dovah sheishlo nechos m'sheishlo macharis versus ein macharis. It's a different word of mechuber. So it is dinik. It is mechuber. That's what Tosfos writes in Bob Metzia Daf Kuf on the base. Tosfos says when you get to Shabbos, if you're going to be kotzer the peret that on them lekotzer, Rav Meir is also going to agree that yachai mishim kotzer because oikad dovah migiduloi. It's mechuber. It is mechuber. B'chuba l'karka is dina k'karka. So that, if it's amili kotze, so you don't, Rab Meir hold, amili kotze, you don't say dina k'karka. But is it mechuber? Yeah, it is mechuber. It is mechuba l'karka. You don't have to finish the sentence dina k'karka. Maybe it's not dina k'karka. But it is mechuber. So there's some dinim that depend on mechuber versus tolush. That's what the Osameach writes as a joke. He says, if you pluck off peiros from the tree on Shabbos, that's a malocha of kotzer. What if you cut off an eved hukish lekarka? So let's say you cut off the eved's hair on Shabbos, you cut off his nails, you're going to say it's oiver on kotzer. It's gozes. When you cut off nails, you cut off hair, it's a malach of gozes. But when anybody say that avodim hukish lekarkos, it's a violation of kotzer, so he says, no, kotzer is a word of tolush versus mechuber. If you oike dove migdula, it's not gidule karka. You can't say it's kotzer, even though avodim hukshu lekarkos, but the hair or the fingernails that are growing on the eved is not called chibura. It's not memokam chibura. For truma purposes and for Shabbos purposes, truma is not chal b'mechuber, and for Shabbos kotzer memokam chibura is a malocha. It doesn't matter whether dina mechuber lekarka, dina kekarka, not dina kekarka. So of course, of it is mechuber. So you can't be machet shumah b'mechuber. And for Shabbos, a koitzer ben ha-mechuber is the malacha. We left out an important tesis over here. Oh, we still have some time. Let's see, Emoelim. Let's see the tesis, Emoelim. Yeah?
What about a mishpacha?
Right, that's an important topic. If I would have more time, I would talk about it. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik had a beautiful word to explain Stiris and the Rambam based on this, that there are different halachas. One din is karka versus metaltlin, one din is mechuper, and one din is dover nechosim sheish l'machrayis, and another din is yesh b'tfisas yarad. Four different dinim so far. Even more than four, but so far we have four different dinim. There's a fifth din, yonike, in order to determine whether you're chayv and shumas and ma'is, if it's yonik from Eretz Yisrael.
The Gemara Nigmar didn't want to learn that karka of a kever is not as a bahana from but if that din is just a din of imbot fisi aradam by kever, there is yechbot fisi aradam yudogu kever. So how could Gemara say that it should be mutter b'hanah like the harim by Vodazar?
So the tour in Yerudea, the Ramah quotes the request of Beni Yishai, who says that the offer that you dug out is called yechbot fisi aradam. So the offer is also the rest of the kever is mutter b'hanah. But the offer that you dug out and you threw back in, that's mamish karka. That's mamish karka. That's not called tolush of b'sav chiba. Tolush b'sav chiba, you make a lamppost that's cemented into the ground, but it's lo hishrish. A tree is b'chuba l'karka because hishrish. And a lamppost is cemented in, that's called tolush b'sav chiba. That's a machlok satanan, where the dinik karka or not. But if you dig out offer and you throw the offer back in, that's mamish karka. So nonetheless, the Yeridei quotes, the Ramon Yeridei quotes, the Tur b'shem Rabbeinu Yishayin, The offer that you dug out is yesh but tvisas yaradim. So even when you throw it back in, it's mamish karka, it does become asur b'hanah. Because yesh but, since you're learning it out from avodah zarah, so yesh but tvisas yaradim is asur. By avodah zarah, if you dug a little bit and deify the whole field, and you dug a little bit, so the whole field is called yesh but tvisas yaradim. Here he says only what you dug out and you throw back in after you lower in the coffin, so that's called yesh but tvisas yaradim. On the walls that are left behind, that's called Eimot Tvisas Yadam. So that's a question, why is there a discrepancy over there? That's a good question. But basically, the question is that we pass on that it is awesome. Yesh but Tvisas Yadam, by the Kever is awesome. Okay, but here's an important test. Eimoyalim. The premise seems to be, the Machlek is Tanakam Reb Shimon Galil, the premise is that there's no Mila ben Mechuber. Mechuber l'karka, dina k'karka, there's no Mila on karka. And Machlekes is where they say Ha'imili Gozeis is Dina Kikarka or not. So Tosfos says Kan Mashma Dei Mila B'Mechuber Behed Yamin Hachem Maseches Mila. You learn it at Chet Chet Mechuma. That's what Tosfos said in the previous Tosfos. You learn that Chet Chet Mechuma. By Chuma it says, well, I see so I love Chet Baharim Chemes Chel B'Memen, and you have to be Mafish Min Amuvchor. So the word Chet appears in connection with Chuma should need Tevel. If you be mafresh truma, it won't be tevel, so you won't have the avera of eating tevel. So just like the din of hafreshes truma only applies if it's tolish, not if it's mechuber. The word chet appears also nefesh kisech demal amal b'ashem by meila. The word chet appears ilan exerul chet min truma, just like truma is not chal ben mechuber. So there's no meila ben mechuber. That's the exerish of it. That's the mishnah meila. A lot of din have learned that chet min truma. We usually say Ein Shaliach LeDvar Avera, and Me'il is one of the three exceptions to the rule of Yesh Shaliach LeDvar Avera. How come? Because you learn that Chet Chet Mechuma. My Truman says Kein Torim Agam Aten Gam the Rabbis as Shaliach. So we know that Shlichus works by Afrashas Truma. So the Gzeresh of Chet Chet Mechuma teachings mean that Shlichus works also by Moel Behegdush. If I send someone else, let's say I tell my son, please serve the cookies to the guests. And it happens that the cookies were Hegdush. And he serves it to the guests, and they eat it. So I'm over on Me'ila. That's an exception to the rule. But the Mishnah says if I told him serve the vanilla cookies, and he serves the chocolate cookies, gave the wrong one. That shlech shishina b'shlichusai. So then the mishalech is not in violation of Me'ila because the shlech shishina b'shlichusai didn't do what he asked him to do. So then the one who served the cookies will be in violation of Me'ila. So Tosfos says, "Kan mashman is no mila b'mechuber." That's the premise, and it's enough in the Mishnah, and that's the gzeirusha v'chev chet mechuma. So Tosfos said, "This is a contradiction to the Rashbam." And Bava Basra, we don't have Rashi; we have the Rashbam. The kosher the pirush Rashbam, perkam mechus hasfina, tafayin tez gavim magdish, the katani moelim mebor. It says, "Higdish bor ismalei mayim." A person was magdish a bor, and then it rained, and the bor got filled up with water. So the Gemara says, "There's meila in the bor, but there's no meila in the water." How come there's no meila on the water? Moilim mebor vein moilim mimayim. Why not? The hegdash should be kind of the water with the kinyan chotzer. So why shouldn't there be meila on the water? So that's Tosfos over there. So why there's no meila? Well, Tosfos comes up with a wapra v'chiddush. Chotzer is not kind of a hegdash. Chotzer is only kind of a hedyot. There's no chotzer for hegdash. So some say because of chotzer would be kind of a hegdash, Lashem horetzim loya. So every dover shall hefke in the world would be hegdash. The whole world belongs to God, so everything would belong to Hegdash. Whatever, that's Tosfos Achidush. Chotzer is not kind of Hegdash. The Ramban there disagrees. Why should he say it's not Chotzer of Hegdash? There is Chotzer. But he says the water that falls in is Mamon Hegdash, but it doesn't have Kedushas Hegdash. So that's why there's no Me'ila. There's no Me'ila if it has Kedushas Hegdash. So since it's only Kinyan Chotzer, it's a secular Kinyan for Chashim Ishbay. It's not from Yerideya, it doesn't have Kedushas Hegdash. So that's why there's no Kedushas Peh. There's only Kedusha if there's Kedushas Peh. If it's Chatz HaHegdash is Kaina, it's a secular Kenyan, secular ownership. So it's Mom and Hegdash without Kedushas HaHegdash. So the Rashbam says on that Gemara, Molim Bebor, Vein Molim Bemayim. Why is Molim Bebor? What's an example? Kegon, Shetznir Chavatzim Bebor. So Tosef Lo Yitoch, Dainam Mechuber. It's Mamish Mechuber. How can you say Molim Bebor? So what's the Pshat? No, Oka Chul Yemen Abor, Vein Enem Men. He detached some offer from the Bor. Then he used the offer for some purpose or another. So then it's Me'ilo. So the Rabbi Menachem Zembe has the Sefer Zera Abraham. Yerushalmeich had a daughter who married a businessman who was a big time chacham, Rabbi Avram Luftbeer, who wrote a lot of chidushim. And he died, and then the wife died. They had no children. Yerushalmeich didn't leave any descent. They only had a daughter, and that was it. The daughter died; she had no children. So this Avram Luftbeer was a big time chacham. So he had a lot of chidushim Torah. After he died, they put together a sefer that's called Zer Avraham. Zer Avraham. This is in the place of children that he never had. So they have it in the base medrash. They have it downstairs. Zer Avraham. They arranged around 100 divrei Torah that he has in alphabetical order of the sugyas. Then Rav Menachem Zemba used to correspond with him. So he was a big Talmud Chacham. Rav Zemba was stronger than him. So he printed, after he died, leaving no children, so he printed his correspondence with Rav Avraham Lufta. He also called it Zer Avraham, should be Bimkaim the children. So he has an essay on this Taisus. He talks about this. Taisus says, Avoka Chulya, an enemy meno, then it's called Meila Betolush. So he quotes Rashi in the beginning of Bava Kama, doesn't agree with Taisus. Rashi says, if you started your act of Mila when the thing was Mechuber, and then in the process of being Nana, you were Tolushit Ben Akak, and then you get Hanah, but you started off when it was Mechuber, and it's also called Emila Ben Mechuber. So the only time you would say Nana Mebor is if someone else detached something from the Bor, and then someone was Nana later. But if it's one long act, and the Haskalah of the act of Mila started when it was Mechuber, then Rashi would disagree with this. Rashi would say that that's also covered with the Din. The Ein Meila Ben Mechuber. So these are rich Taisusin. The Taisus Ba Nam Hamdam Li Botzer, and the Machalik Zab Ben Achananel, and the Bali Taisus, the derived, that's a fantastic Chiddush. Then the Taisus about Ein Meila Ben Mechuber. They hold that even though the Tchilas HaMila was Ben Mechuber, it's called Mila Betolush, not like Rashi and Baba Kama. Then the other Taisus are Emily Gozes, that even if you hold like the Chachamim, that even if you all like Rameyer, that what Kol Amid Liktik Kotzedami, but it doesn't apply to Truman, it doesn't apply to Shabbos, because there it's a word of Mechuber. It's not a word of a Karka versus Metaltalim. There are four or five different halachas. Karka versus Metaltalim, the Chosim Sheish Lamacharis versus the Chosim Shein Lamacharis. Then Yeshbo Tvisis Yadarim, Eimot Tvisis Yadarim, and then Mechuber, different dinim. Then Yanika is it important. What's Chayv and Shum is Maisa? That's Yanika for Meretz Yisrael. Okay, Zarich Gimora. What's the story? Sunday people are around, people have family get togethers. Let's say if I give a shir on Sunday, how many people can attend? Okay, for those who plan, who think that they can attend, would it be better to give the shir normal time at 11:30, or better to give the shir at 9:30? Let's say 9:30. Better
11:30.
Normal.
Send an email. Okay.
We're going to start Chazara probably
Sunday. We'll start Chazara on Sunday. Good. Shatag Amasra.
He was at 7 o'clock.
His wife wasn't making
a
ticket on the roof. She's
so
making a ticket on the Shama.
Yeah. Correct? That is correct.
Okay.